The following audio is via a Skype call.
This just in, scientists discover that Canadian bacon is actually ordinary ham.
TGIF, it's Manson Mitchell with Gary Manson, Suzanne Mitchell. A double shot of good conversation with great guests to jumpstart your weekend. Manson Mitchell, you're on the air.
Thank you, Eric Kramer. Hi, everybody. TGIF indeed. I'm Gary Manson.
I'm Suzanne Mitchell.
We are Manson Mitchell in your ears for the hour if our luck holds up and if we stay on the good side of our audio wizard on Fridays, of course. Yes.
It's Bad Boy Benny at the board.
Stay on the good side of Bad Boy Benny. How are you, Benny?
You know that's a good thing. I mean, come on now. There's never a bad time with Benny.
He brings that energy. It starts with him about 5 a.m., too.
Earlier than that, actually.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm up around 3.
You're up around 3, and I'm wondering if that's because the boys are up at home.
No. They are fast asleep. They have nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it.
But you're up. I'm getting ready to put in. So it's Friday for you. You still have that energy. We're at the tail end of it and ready to rock and roll on the radio all the same. I feel so upbeat today, Suzanne, because we have a lady now, I believe. You just told me over coffee a short while ago that I think this is her seventh visit.
Her seventh visit, yes. When we get somebody that we really like and we really resonate with, we like to repeat them. And she's one of these wonderful A-listers.
Well, we do. And in the case of Mickey Jacobs, there is, and I don't read ours. I make no pretense of being any kind of psychic. I get my, hunches once in a while. And when I do, the phone rings and it's the tinkling of a piano telling
me
it's a friend from Chicago. So would you chew her butt about that? She knows we're on air. Why isn't she listening online? A, and B, we'll talk to her later. But when it comes to Mickey Jacobs, there's a sense around this lady of a strong spiritual connection. I've been around mediums. I've been around psychics who were outstanding at what they do. I mean, I've been in their presence. I've been to events with them. And I've been around some who had a whiff of the charlatan about them. I'm starting to get that radar going, Suzanne, where, I like the real deal. I love the real deal. But when it comes to some of the fakery you see, I regret to say that does exist in the parapsychological community. It certainly exists with mediums. So when we get someone who is authentic, we want to honor them and have them back as often as possible for their personality, for their character, and for the service they provide to humanity. That was a public service announcement from Gary Manns. Well, you got rid of our pal in Chicago. So I tell you what, thank you. Very good. Thank you. There will be a light reception afterward in the hall.
Sweet. I'm in. I love cookies. I love cookies and juice.
He loves the sound of open bar. So we have some mad props for Mickey. Let's get rolling.
We do. Mickey Jacobs was born in Israel and received a typical Jewish upbringing. She came to the U.S. in 1987, and since that time has concluded that religion leaves a lot of unanswered spiritual questions, such as our life purpose, life after death, the nature of the spirit world, and the concept of reincarnation. She did not recognize her ability to connect with departed souls until she was in her early 30s. Eventually, Mickey realized that we all have the capability to discover this power, sharpen it, and use it to help others. Today, Mickey considers herself to be on a mission of helping people with their spiritual growth, teaching them about their support team in the spirit world and the continuation of the soul beyond death. On the telephone from California today, for the seventh time, is Mickey Jacobs. Welcome to Manson Mitchell, Mickey. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you. Thank you, guys, for inviting me again and for the lovely and kind introduction. I greatly appreciate that.
Oh, you're very welcome, Mickey. I can't remember if I ever told you one of my favorite Jewish jokes, so I'll go ahead and ask you, do you know what a Jewish porno is? A Jewish porn movie. You know what that is?
No.
It lasts exactly 60 minutes, 10 minutes of sex and 50 minutes of what have we done?
I thought you were going to say it's by a rabbi and a priest, but they didn't.
Hey, that's for the encore show. You just hold your horses there.
That's right. That's funny.
Well, we're thrilled to have you with us, Mickey. And I know that you're well-traveled. You have an international following, and you go to them many times as you travel around North America. There are some things that we'd like to talk with you about today that we haven't brought up before. And when I say that, I'm indicating, Mickey, that I think our listeners would like to get a glimpse inside your world as a practicing medium who does gallery readings as well as individual work, because it just seems like such a challenge you've taken on with this gift that you've had, honing it and bringing it to the public and really putting yourself on the line each time you perform.
That's the most amazing thing about it, Gary, because it's not something you can get prepared, like a lecturer that perhaps can reread the material. And it's like my husband called it, every time you do a gallery reading or, a private reading, it's like you're jumping from an airplane and expect or know that spirit would provide you the parachute. So because you show up and you have nothing about the people, nor do I ever ask. It actually go against me. If I look up a person, ask. So all I need really is a first name. And when in gallery reading, I don't obviously know the people. So it's great respect to spirit. Spirit have respect to me. It's a team. As you know, I call the spirits that accompany us. And it's quite fascinating that I do that now probably full time for about 8 years or so. And there is always that nervousness. And of course, my guides always reassure me, just go and do your thing. Just listen to us. And it's amazing, Gary, the love that we have for one another, which why I always tell people, if you indeed want to follow the path of teaching yourself how to be a medium, the first and foremost, you must move your mind aside, move the doubt, and trust that they're there and have to establish that connection with them. But I'm glad you brought that subject because, of course, I have an event tomorrow in Los Angeles. And here it is again. You have that butterfly in the stomach. And the moment you're on the stage, spirit just comes with information. So it's quite lovely.
Mickey, when you're saying that you're there with your guides, one of my questions is, do you have a specific doorkeeper who helps you to choose the people that you're going to go to give readings to? And how many guides do you sense that you have right now who work with you when you're doing gallery readings?
Right. So I have my permanent team, Suzanne, as I call them, which, of course, we all have. We have a primary spirit guide that only call a teacher. We have a secondary spirit guide that I call them a trainee because they don't provide me with much information. Nonetheless, they're there almost kind of taking notes, if you will, and observing the reading. We have guardian angel, archangels, and when I do readings, if I'm stuck, then I often got help from the archangel Gabriel, that he's the messenger of the creator, if you will. So I have my team around me, but then, of course, people's team help. So if I come to a certain person, their own spirit guide is the one that provide me with information, or obviously their own departed loved one. So in that respect, also gallery reading, which is me to many, as opposed to private reading one-on-one or one to a couple, different, more difficult, because all the spirits are all mixed in, because obviously they sit together. So spirits, as I mentioned right off the bat, have great respect. They want the reading to succeed, to prove that they're there, obviously, which is the whole concept of reading, to just give enough information that we, human beings, know that we indeed are never alone. Obviously, the information helps people's life as well, that departed loved ones are not gone. They're more alive than me and you put together. So they do their best and they kind of squeeze beyond each person. So it's kind of really lovely. So for me to know who belongs to who. As to who I go to, they go by priority, Suzanne. The same in private reading, which why I tell people, gallery or private, don't think too much. Move your mind aside. Do not be fixated, I want this to enter, this to be said, because it's the priority from their perspective. So if we think we must talk about our marriage and they bring help, then I would follow them.
Well, that makes sense to me. It must be difficult to sort through all of the sitters who are in the gallery reading, plus all the discarnate souls that they may have with them, because I would think each person who's sitting for a gallery reading could have anywhere from 1 to 10. I mean, how many are discarnate souls usually come in?
You're asking that too, Suzanne, on the basis not only of academic interest, but we've had our one experience of a true gallery where it wasn't a room full of people, but it was probably
6 or 8.
Maybe even a dozen there, okay, including ourselves.
Right.
But you're asking that of Mickey because we've actually had the experience as sitters.
Right. Of course, it's very popular gallery reading. And the fascinating thing about it as well, Gary, that the same group of people that come to a specific gallery reading meant to be there, meaning that the channeling that I provide to individuals within the group, the others meant to hear. So I often get feedback at the end of the gallery that although the channeling was not meant to be specifically for them, they learn or can apply information, advice, guidance to their own life that was quite specific. Spirit are magical. It fascinates me. As to how many in a group, Suzanne, usually we have our own permanent team, as I call them, a group of spirit. Usually it's about 5 to 6, but then departed loved one can come, and they just make sure that they make it easy for me that I kind of see who belong to who. Very rarely, fascinatingly enough, that I would mix people. So, you know, it's not me, Suzanne. I'm just merely the messenger. Obviously, as we discussed in previous shows, I do not come to reading and expect to channel without applying a spiritual lifestyle. That does not mean Mickey and Nan, by no mean. No, it means I'm perfect. But I must discipline my ego. If I see drama, I run the other way. My body is pretty much balanced for the most part. My mind, body, spirit is in harmony. And then when I come to reading, the channel is fairly open, not cluttered with planet Earth, and that's when I can hear them the most.
Do you get the information from your own doorkeeper, or do you get it from the doorkeepers of the people who are sitting there for the reading?
From their spirit, their departed, their guardian angel, their spirit guide, from them. Sometimes if I'm stuck, then my own spirit team would kind of, as I said, or the Archangel Gabriel, which often help us human beings to connect to spirit. So, but usually people on guides or spirit, they're quite clear. Of course, they each have their own style of teaching because they're not human beings, they're spirit. But I can see now over the years how some spirit guides, or souls for that matter, differ in their style of teaching. Some are very strict with me, in a loving way, of course, kind of, Mickey, you better focus more. Some crack jokes, some are a little bit more hand-on, meaning they would bring really precise detail about the client or the sitter life, while others are a little bit more, kind of take 2 steps back, and if the person needs them, they come forward. So, but I do essentially channel people's team of spirit.
Do you think that the spirit guide personalities reflect the same kind of personalities they had when they were living? Because I'm thinking some of these spirit guides were once living in this realm. So would you say they have the same kind of personality?
Wonderful question, Suzanne. So actually, our spirit guides that accompany us every lifetime on Earth sponge or mimic the same personality that we teach, we take upon us each life. For example, if I'm reading to a sitter and they're witty, their guides behind them kind of have the same style. If their quiet guide is quiet. So when I ask your question of spirits over the years, they claim that their mesh themselves as it relates to a specific personality in each incarnation, which of course differ from life to life. Their look, Suzanne, which is, I did experiments with other mediums, so each one of us often sees spirit guide with different looks. But when I ask why they choose a specific look, again, they're not human being, they're energy being. But when I look at them, some of them look like a nun or gypsy or warrior or business. They indeed claim that they choose or manipulate their energy for a look that it was from one of their many lifetimes on Earth that was effective. Not effective money, effective love and grow and contribute to humanity. Effective as it's related to how much they contribute to their soul evolution, which, of course, the only reason we're here. So the look is something they choose, kind of give them good memory. They also never, ever appear to me sick. Never. Even when I, because obviously I work with a lot of grief, and there's a lot of sadness as to tragedies, how people crossed over or die at the end, and they never, ever appear to me in their deathbed or ill or the accident. They always appear at the time of their many lives where they were happy and in peace.
I have, it's interesting that you say that, Mickey, because I have heard numerous mediums say both though that they will have people present themselves as they wish to be remembered. Instead of being, you know, 88 and bedridden, a person will represent themselves as they were at 25, you know, and very active and newlywed or some much more happier context. But there are, and this goes for just about every medium I've seen work publicly, a person will come forward to indicate, for example, if they died of lung cancer, they will indicate in some way with some imagery that it involved the chest, hard to breathe, it was a cancer process, in order to indicate that it's really them showing up for the medium and for the loved one. But they don't like to portray themselves as ill. They just want to provide evidential information about how they died.
Right. That's, I believe, some mediums perhaps call it a sympathetic feeling. Indeed, sometimes it's hard for me to breathe. Yesterday was someone died from asthma attack, so I experienced that. But remember how it's all based on love. So they do it briefly, and it's for the sake of the information. Also, why would they come forward ill? Why would they come forward ill? They back home. They're happy and in peace. The ill body was dropped in the time of death. They are happy. They are moved on. So, indeed, they choose the really good memory to show themselves to me.
They kicked the crate to the curb and they've moved on, so they're happy.
They moved on. No more size jeans matter.
Yes, that's an earthly concern to be sure. It's time for us to take a break here, Mickey. And this is our opportunity, Suzanne Mitchell, to tell our listeners that they are in luck. This is their opportunity to call up and to engage with Mickey and perhaps make a connection with someone special to them, someone beloved on the other side. Mickey is very generous in making her time available every time she comes on the show, even if we don't avail ourselves. She's always willing. I love that about Mickey. And so people can call in one of two numbers in order, hopefully, to participate and to get up close and personal with Mickey Jacobs.
The first number, and you can call this from anywhere, is area code 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And if you're in Western Washington, you can call toll-free at 1-888-298-5569. So we have a couple different numbers where you can reach us, and you will be put in queue by Benny to talk with Mickey Jacobs after this break. So stay with us, and thank you for listening to Manson Mitchell on Alternative Talk AM 1150. We'll be right back.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Hi, this is Susan Harmon inviting you to join me every Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time, for the Susan Harmon Hour. I'm always curious and I enjoy discussing a wide array of interesting and provocative subjects with fascinating and erudite guests. If you're looking for grounded authenticity with a twist, you'll want to join us for a fast-moving and informative hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Marie Manucherry. I'm an energy intuitive author and host of Where Energy and Medicine Meet. During the show, I answer callers' questions, intuitively, of course, and provide invaluable guidance. I also interview others who I believe are on the leading edge of thought. Tune in on Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on 1150 a.m. in Seattle or live wherever you are at energyintuitive.com.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcome internationally renowned medium Mickey Jacobs, who will be taking your calls.
On Saturday, Lindsay Paul, 1150 a.m. star and Crystal Child, returns for a Q&A in an hour of appointment radio.
In hour number two, Manson Mitchell are pleased to present Rhea, host of Entrepreneur's Table.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Going to touch base with the spirit realm, you need to climb Jacob's ladder. In this case, we speak specifically of Mickey Jacobs, one of those wonderful friends we have yet to meet. Hopefully, we're going to fix that circumstance one of these days when we get out to California. And of course, Mickey, anytime you want, you just come on down to the Gulf side of Florida. Sarasota, in particular, is a metaphysical haven. Big place. They're really disproportionate. Sarasota isn't a large city. It's growing, but it's not that large. So it has a disproportionate number of people who are very much into metaphysics generally and mediumship in particular. And we would love to have you make a visit down here. We'll be your advanced people. How's that?
That's perfect.
Beautiful. So we are back with Mickey Jacobs, and she's ready to take your calls. The numbers again.
425-373-5527.
Or toll free in Western Washington.
1-888-298-5569.
I said that for Benny's benefit. Well, thank you, Benny.
That's right. Thanks, Gary. Go to the phone lines here. Mr. Radio's bringing up the phone callers. Online one.
He's manning the phone.
Yeah, that's right.
So yeah. what is the phrase that pays the salary?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Benny. Who do we have first up?
Sure, we'll take Lynette calling in from Sammamish.
Morning. Hi, Mickey.
Hi, honey. Hi. So it's Lynette.
Okay. Lynette, let me tell you something that comes from your guardian angel. Your energy, or rather chi, stuck in your midsection a little bit, and your digestive system a bit sluggish. So they're telling you to be aware of sugar/carbohydrates and eat more throughout the day. Do not skip meals and balance your food group better.
Does that ring a bell with you, Lynette?
It does. It really does. I think I have that trouble more this time of year just because it's so cloudy and dark here.
You know, Lynette, when in reading, specifically when it's a quick reading, when a guardian angel start the channeling, that show an importance, because remember how a few minutes ago I used the phrase that they're bringing channeling in priority. And he's trying to get to you for quite some time, and he's frustrated with you, of course in a loving way.
So please do not ignore it, and kind of eat like at 8 and 10 and noon and 2, 4, and also shy away from caffeine.
Okay, I will do that.
Wonderful.
Oh, that's good.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Now, you are talking to somebody in Puget Sound. You're talking about the coffee capital. You can drive up I-5 going into Seattle. I don't know if they shut down that roaster or not. I heard something. I don't know if Tully still has their roaster on the approach to downtown Seattle, but they did for years. And, man, you could smell coffee miles away there. So to get off caffeine, you know, I've done it before, Lene. I don't know how tough this would be for you. If you're going to do that, and it certainly seems like this is health indicated per Mickey, so if you are doing that, may I suggest that you wean yourself off of caffeine rather than going cold turkey, or you're going to have headaches that a migraine would look up to. So you just got to be careful about it. Yeah,
I know. Also, Lene, remember, it's not just coffee. Sometimes they refer to whether sport drinks, whether some tea have, and it's just your body at the moment, or rather midsection, is a bit sluggish. So caffeine consider energetically heavy food, which why they didn't like sugar or carbs. So kind of balance it a little bit to speed up the chi within the digestive system. Otherwise, you're going to open a new can of worms.
Okay, I've been watching my carbs, and I only have one cup of coffee, but I'll watch it even better now.
Wonderful.
Well, that's great, Lene. And here you have a lady who speaks for many when she talks to you, Mickey, about her health concerns, because it seems like most of us have something that we may like, a guilty pleasure, if you will,
right. But
we need to stay away from it for the sake of our body, this vessel that gets us around life, even if we don't feel like it. You know, for me, it's lasagna, pasta. I'm crazy about the pasta and the sauce, but my body's been telling me in recent years, we don't want this. Stay away from that. It lets me know in no uncertain terms, you need to not do this anymore. And so I've had to cut way back.
And I'm Israeli, and it's all about food. And if I went down on carbs, Gary can.
There we go. That's definitive for me. Lene, we certainly appreciate the call today. Who do we have next?
We have Aries calling from the Seattle area. Aries, say hello to Mickey Jacobs.
Hi.
Oh, hi, honey. It's Aries.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Ari, did you used to have a journal? Do you enjoy writing?
Yes.
Okay. So your spirit guide here bring up writing. Writing is not necessarily mean have idea of book. Could be, not necessarily. When they show me a journal, that simply means that it's writing in a consistent manner, whether it is your emotion, your feeling, poems, or they can use it for automatic writing, which spirit often do. They talk through us to the pen and paper. Nonetheless, he wants you to either go back to it or perhaps designate some time aside for writing. Does not mean 6 hours each day. Everything have balance, obviously, but a little bit more writing, Ari. And he claimed that writing for you is therapeutic, almost like a form of meditation. When you write, you're able to remain grounded, quiet the mind a little bit. So it's more from an aspect of writing will be good for you to add into your weekly routine.
Okay,
can you relate to it, Ari?
Yes, I have my journal right here on my lap. So
what?
But
honey,
amazing.
He complained that you don't do it enough.
Oh, no, I don't. Yeah, I have 3 of them. Yeah, so we're right together here.
And honey, when you do go back to the writing, pay attention to writing that is not yours. Meaning, again, automatic writing, which is a big name for very simple ancient technique. Because, once again, since he decided to talk about that first, that's mean because he's trying to get to you as the previous call, and you don't listen. In a loving way, of course.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah. So do that a little more often, Ari.
Okay. I was told that I have healing qualities.
A what, honey?
What kind?
Healing?
Yeah.
Healing.
Some capacity for healing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a blue hands, which is just symbolic to me, to people that would be a good vessel for energy to transfer. Also, Ari, because he brought up automatic writing numerous times as it's related to your writing channeling, it's in that spirits know that they will able to get to you through writing. For the first, I would say, year and a half of my channeling some 8 years ago, I only channel via automatic writing, meaning people would ask me a question, I would get the automatic writing channel and then email it back to them. So healer, of course, it's a big name. You can do energy, you can do what I do, you can just do volunteer. And but indeed, I would agree that you have the capacity to use spirit to help others.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I hear something in your voice, Ari. In fact, I hope you'll call us again. I'm surprised we haven't heard from you before. There's something.
I've been
there's
in
a quality.
The wings. Yeah.
You have. Well, you know what?
Oh.
Come on stage with us anytime you want. I can detect in people's voices.
Absolutely.
It's kind of my superpower there. Oh, whereas yeah. somebody right. has a quality of character,
right.
or if there's something in their personality that needs to come forward and shine in the world, I can pick that up in their voice immediately, and that's what I'm mm-hmm. getting from you, Ari.
Oh, I'm a incognito, metaphysical, ex-corpy. Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful.
Big time.
And on a lighter note, Ari, did you change your hair or want to change your hair?
Oh, that's so funny.
I know. Is that bizarre?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, you know, big life change. And you know how the toxicity just kind of fluffs off. And,
right.
And, yeah, so I've taken over. Huh, that's really funny. What are you picking up on that?
Just for, don't know, your guide here is smiling, which why I would use the phrase on a lighter note. And he just brought that up. So, don't know. I can. You have a very fun-loving guide, which remember by the few minutes ago when I spoke with Gary and Suzanne, usually they sponge our energy. So I suspect you not only can make a difference in people's life, you probably are fun-loving. You have kind
yeah.
of a fun guide. You're really delightful, Ari.
Yeah, so I just need to open up and figure out how I can actually help people. That's
right.
where I'm at right now, because I kind of am living my dream, and now I would like to help people. And so this is like...
Right, right,
yeah.
right. And please don't ignore the channeling about your writing.
Okay. Well, Manson Mitchell, I hope to meet you someday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, dear.
This summer, we're going to be out in Puget Sound area, and we're going to let people know. We'll be in a couple of public venues, and we absolutely would love to make your acquaintance. You've got something special going on, Ari, and I don't know you. I'm not making this up. There's just something that you carry in your voice that has to do with destiny and with personal power. So I would love to see you manifest all that.
Beautiful.
Oh, wonderful. Awesome.
Thank you.
Talk to us
Ari.
Again sometime.
Love it. I will. Love you guys. Love
you
and blessings.
You too, honey.
Thank you for calling.
I feel good.
Every once in a while, somebody will call in
yeah.
who has been listening
right.
and hasn't called before. And so that was really nice to hear
Beautiful.
From her.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, very good. I think we have time for one more caller before we go to our second break.
And if you are holding, we have at least one caller holding. We respect your time. Hang in there. We will do our best to get to you. We want to be at your service today.
We have Tammy calling from Everett. Tammy, say hello to Mickey Jacobs.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hi, Tammy. Thank you for calling us.
You're welcome.
Thank you for... Tammy, where is your father energy is here? Is he planet Earth or spirit?
Say that again?
Your father, your dad, your
yeah.
father. Where is he, on planet Earth or spirit?
He's here by me.
Okay. So they bring your father forward, Tammy, for him to watch for his cardiovascular system. And that usually has to do with blood pressure, cholesterol, palpitation, arteries to the heart, or simply, obviously, lifestyle or genetic weakness. How is he doing physically, specifically with that?
He's had colon cancer, but he is in remission, I guess, and so, but his health is not too good.
Right. So I don't know why his guardian angel specifically focused on the cardiovascular. I ask you also physically because his immune system is quite low.
Yeah.
So I do not see the cancer. It's easy for me to see cancer because it's kind of have, it's like gray spots throughout the body. So it's easy for me to detect cancer. But honey, because he came forward and kind of, that what came forward, then obviously see if you can poke a little bit and see if he can check his cardiovascular system. Do you know if any one of your grandparents, obviously by his side, had a weakness in the cardiovascular system?
You know, I'm not sure, but I can find out.
Okay, honey, okay. So obviously you always have to take responsibility transferring channeling because they did not hear it directly from me, and it can frighten someone. So I wouldn't necessarily use that piece of channeling or reading. Nonetheless,
okay.
Follow up on it.
Tammy, okay,
are you thinking of moving?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And why aren't you?
Hesitation. Want to know if it's the right decision.
Right. So your guide came here and brought up a move, and he asked me to ask you, why aren't you? So please do not be nervous. When I ask your guide as to why he's so hot and heavy about the move, he used the phrase, Tammy, that you outgrew your place. He's talking about the place itself, neighborhood, and area. He also used the phrase that a better layout house would benefit you better. When spirit use the phrase layout, they don't necessarily mean to move to a bigger house. Sometimes either more spacious, sometimes they mean from the city to nature, from two-story to one-story, and simply energetically better layout or feng shui, as it's called. Nonetheless, honey, you kind of done move.
Okay.
That does not mean tomorrow, obviously, Tammy. You need, obviously, you need to look. Your house at the moment is a bit dense. What's happening? Is it cluttered, Tammy?
There's actually two houses that I can be in. I'm in one house, and the one house is cluttered, and the other one is emotionally disturbing.
Right.
So, I am very confused about where I should go, and
Right. It's taking a toll on your energy, Tammy. I feel it's dense and cluttered, one with things, the other one with human being egos, which is equally bad. So, honey, once you hang up the phone, then move even one baby step forward to signal spirit that indeed you are willing and ready to rise above your fear or nervousness, as we all have with a move. Once you do that, spirit would absolutely navigate you to just the right place. But you need to have a plan to move.
Okay.
Tammy, can I duck in for a quick sec here?
Yes.
I just want to give you all the encouragement in the world, and thank you very much for calling, Tammy. I wanted to say to you that I have found many times in my life, and I'm sure Suzanne has her own stories, if you give yourself permission to do the thing that you either really want to do or feel that you really need to do out of either desire or necessity or both, if you give yourself permission, you can lull yourself to sleep at night saying, I accept the new move and I rejoice in all of its beautiful possibilities, and encourage yourself in that way, allowing yourself to fall asleep with that good idea in mind, you are going to find that every circumstance in your life will coalesce around your decision to move forward. I don't guarantee much in life, but I will give you a virtual guarantee that if you do that, you are going to experience a whole new life, and you're going to say bye-bye to all that clutter and emotional disturbance.
Very
that
good.
Sounds good. I that sounds good. I think I'm going to do that.
Oh, Tammy.
All right. I appreciate your call today, Tammy. I also heard Mickey say in her way that she's not really giving a medical diagnosis, but she's looking at energy and recommending that perhaps your dad see a medical doctor. So I just wanted to make that distinction there as well.
Right.
So thank you for calling in today.
Well, thank you.
Thank you,
Tammy.
All right. Very good. We are rooting for Tammy.
Yes.
It's going to work for her. I have a good feeling. Let's take our last break of this hour. We have at least one more caller. Rochelle, hang in there. We're going to get to you on the other side of a very short break. We are with Mickey Jacobs, and what a good time we are having, and I'm sure you are as well, as you listen to Manson Mitchell on Seattle's home of alternative talk, AM 1150.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Hi, this is Rhea with the Entrepreneurs Table, and I'm excited about business. Join me every Saturday at 11 a.m. here on your home station, KKNW 1150 AM Radio. I interview exciting entrepreneurs and local business leaders you'll want to tune in to hear. Be here every Saturday for business tips, tricks, and tools to help you level up your life and business. Visit us at entrepreneurstable.com.
There's a threat targeting America. One that's growing fast, but may still be hard to see. Lyme disease. Spread by tiny ticks, often smaller than the head of a pin, this dangerous disease is now more widespread than West Nile, tuberculosis, and HIV/AIDS combined. And if left untreated, it can lead to arthritis, facial paralysis, and even memory and concentration problems, often called brain fog. As the threat of Lyme disease grows to more than 300,000 projected cases each year, it's time for us to target Lyme disease. That means checking for ticks when you've been outside, even in your own backyard. It means seeing a doctor if you experience the symptoms of Lyme disease, which can include joint pain, flu-like symptoms, fever, fatigue, or sometimes a bullseye-shaped rash. Set your sights on stopping Lyme. Learn how you can target Lyme disease at targetlyme.org.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcome internationally renowned medium Mickey Jacobs, who will be taking your calls.
On Saturday, Lindsay Paul, 1150 AM star and Crystal Child, returns for a Q&A in an hour of appointment radio.
In hour number two, Manson Mitchell are pleased to present Rhea, host of Entrepreneur's Table.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150.
You know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah.
Welcome back to Manson Mitchell. We are talking with Mickey Jacobs. She has broken on through to the other side using Jim Morrison's words there. And she does mediumistic readings for people. Mickey, if people would like to connect with you, what is the best way to do that? And what do you have going on that people might be interested in knowing about?
So I have a lot of events coming up, and most of them are gallery reading. Some are workshop gallery reading, which is, it's a little bit longer. So I teach and then I do my gallery reading at the end. And the best way is to go to the website, because my precious husband always keep it, you know, up to date. And so it's just go to Mickey, M-I-K-I, Jacobs.com, and all the banners with all the events, really easy to navigate. I also do free webinars. Now I'm a little bit more busy, so I do it probably about once a month, where I get inspired by spirit to cover certain topics, and I just kind of talk for about maybe half hour, 45. And that's, of course, very easy just to click on my YouTube channel. But basically, the readings are there, and the website is the door to all my work.
Very good. MickiJacobs.com, MikiJacobs.com.
And we have one more call. This lady has been waiting very patiently. Rochelle from very affluent, elegant, and beautiful Kirkland. That's one of my favorite spots in Puget Sound. Rochelle, say hello to Mickey Jacobs.
Hello there.
Oh, hi, Rochelle. Oh,
hi.
I love your energy. It's uplifting and wonderful. Rochelle, are you in a relationship?
No.
Okay. So your guide marching up and down here, and so he used the phrase that you need to help him help you more, more specifically open to love. So I don't know if you say you want to meet but don't apply the action, hence going out. Also internally believe in the concept that you are done being single. I'm talking from a soul perspective. Whether you already did the inner work, whether... So he's really anxious to kind of come across with the message that a big piece of your life puzzle is missing now, which is a life partner, and essentially he claims you don't do much about it.
It's totally true. Yes, I totally understand.
Yeah, you don't want to do that, Rochelle.
I know,
honey. Once they use the phrase, the divine timing for the soul is now, meaning to share life with another person or soul or whatever we call it, then there are no unanswered prayers. The only reason you're still single, which I was surprised, is because, as I mentioned in the previous reading, if you hang up the phone, do nothing, there's nothing they can do. Obviously, we're not machines. We do what we want, and there's free will. But I can see your next life partner, which why I ask you, are you in a relationship? So please go out.
Okay.
This is good advice, Rochelle. And now I have to interject here my own story. I was single for a very long time, not married, and well-educated with a good job. And so I said, well, statistically, you know, there's very little possibility of me meeting somebody because I have a good job, I make a lot of money, and I'm well-educated, and I'm kind of happily single. But I liked Mickey's phrase, done being single. When I moved to Seattle, I decided after I got to Seattle, just one day, I thought, you know, I think I'm done being single. I think I could imagine myself with being with somebody else. And lo and behold, next thing you know, I meet Gary.
Oh,
so, honey. So when you make up your mind about it, you'll put yourself mentally in a different place. And right. It really doesn't matter what your age is or your education or your financial situation, none of that really matters. Once you say to yourself, okay, I'm done being single, then I think people will come into your life just the way that Gary came into my life in middle age.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's also the concept, as I say to Tammy previously, it's signal spirit that we're moving forward on their advice because they're literally, Rochelle, waiting for us to see what our free will is. And if you let, you know, convenient or age or fear or whatever it is, not to go out or put Rochelle out there, then there's nothing they can do. Either way, they obviously love and continue to accompany you. But it's time. He also bring up that he would bring your way a solid, trustworthy partner. And, of course, you don't need a reading to tell you all, we all want that. But it's appeared that whether you had experiences before, either way, he knows you, spirit accompany you, and the right person would come faster than you think.
I know. I totally understand. I get what you're saying. I know I'm holding it off, and that's something I've really been working on lately. I totally understand.
Wonderful.
Totally true. It's totally true.
No, Rochelle. Oh, honey. I don't even know how you're single. You're really fun loving and well loved.
She is, Rochelle. You've got a feistiness in your voice,
right? Oh,
and
yeah.
I think that a lot of people, and I don't know your orientation. I'm saying in my head, and there will be plenty of men.
I like men.
You
yes,
like men.
Yeah.
Men like you. So yes. You keep that feisty side going, and just put yourself out there. A minister of mine in Seattle used to say, sometimes you just got to put a foot in your own back and push.
That's
and it
right.
can make all the difference.
Can I ask one quick question? I don't know if that's appropriate. Okay, so should I did Reiki 1 and 2 training, and I'm really kind of I'm wondering if I should be moving in that direction. I've been in corporate America for I've been at Microsoft for 20 years, and it's like I'm 60, and it's like I'm trying to figure out what to do, and it feels like I'm supposed to do it, but I'm not sure.
You mean the Reiki? You said Rochelle?
Yeah. And,
First
yes.
of all, honey, did you only do 1 and 2, or you did 1, 2, 3 master?
No, I've done 1 and 2 so far.
That's right. So that's not enough, Rochelle. Now, can you do energy healing? Of course you can do energy healing. We can all do that. You don't need, to have the level 3 and master. However, being a Reiki master myself and channeling that information over the years, you get more symbols, which can intensify or make the energy more strong when you transfer it to another being. Now, because he bring up that channeling, that she only did 1 and 2 and that's not enough, that's mean that the direction is the right path. So get 3, get a master, be careful who you go to, meaning who's going to initiate you, because it's an industry like all others. But move forward in that direction, absolutely. You kind of done with your 9-to-5 jobs.
But I can't retire yet, and
I know, honey.
Need to be doing something. So,
I know.
It always feels right to me. I just feel like I can. I would be good at that. So I just wanted to ask. I think I went to a good teacher for 1 and 2, and I know there's a lot of people out there that it's like, yeah. Do you have any recommendations I could reach you offline?
I do not, Rochelle.
Okay.
Just I hear a lot of stories, as Gary mentioned in the beginning, that, some medium, it's people and it's industry. So be
yes.
very careful, specifically with the master, because the initiated have to be authentic.
Okay, that's good. Thank you for the information. I appreciate
my
that.
My pleasure, honey, my pleasure.
I'm sure there are any number of people who would be really good for that in the Seattle area, and also,
Mickey, you do personal work with people across the miles too. There's no distance in spirit. There's no great and no small.
Right.
So it could be that someone like Rochelle, anybody that's called in today, or anybody listening, may want to avail themselves of your services.
All right. Because energy don't bound by space and time. Absolutely.
And so once again, in order to facilitate that, look at me hustling here. If you are interested in connecting with Mickey Jacobs and working with her in what we call long form, taking your time, developing a relationship with her as someone whom she can personally advise and help, where would they go? How would they get in touch with you? The easiest ways, Mickey.
Easiest way would be the website, because all the information there, easy to navigate, easy to use, and really quite lovely. So just mickeyjacobs.com, and feel free, they can read about me, and there's all kind of fun pictures. So that would be the easiest way.
And maybe Rochelle would like to start there and see what happens by going to mickeyjacobs.com.
We get no percentage from this, no kickback.
No, right,
we just think it's a good idea. Well, this is great. We're down to 1 minute, Mickey, and
right.
Suzanne and I just want you to know how much we value knowing you. We do hope that we're going to meet face-to-face and maybe have a lovely dinner sometime and meet wonderful Clayton, your husband, as well. You do a lot of great work in the world and is clearly observable when you meet the kind of people who took the time and trouble to call in today. There is a lot of human need and a lot of human aspiration out there. You're one of the people who provide creative answers and valuable healing work. The world is in your debt, Mickey.
Oh, that's so lovely. As I mentioned in the break, I feel very blessed and will continue to do the work. I'm 53, so I have a few more years in me.
And more very than good. That. Thank you, Mickey Jacobs. Always great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
All right.
We'll be back tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific time.
We will.
Love it when you join us. In the meantime, who's up next? Christine Upchurch.
Followed by Susan Harmon.
What an afternoon in store for you on AM 1150. Thanks so much, folks. Have a great start to your weekend.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.